UPL is the Urban Professional League. It's compromised of young minority leaders within the Roanoke Valley. Our time and our energy and our talents are dedicated to providing innovative solutions to social concerns such as economic empowerment, education, financial management, and civic engagement. Our goal is to form a cohesive group of young business professional leaders so that talents and resources can be leveraged while building connections and utilizing education resources and our experiences.
Do you guys get together often? Are there regular meetings or anything like that?
We typically get together about once a month, and it can be anything from volunteer work to professional development to social outings.
Would you say the members of the UPL, Kiana, there's a common thread or something they're looking for, something they feel they need to be recognized or to get a foothold?
Not necessarily recognition, more so just being around like-minded people who want to better themselves and better their community. Certainly, it's always refreshing when you're around other individuals who like to work hard but also like to have fun as well. Unfortunately, there's not too many outlets for minorities in particular, but minority business professionals to just have a positive and good time. So this is an outlet where not only on just a social level to kind of get around like-minded people, but also making the networking and business development as well with one another.
And what's the goal of the Community Achievement Awards? I guess this is the third year you're doing it.
Yeah, we're really excited and have seen such great enthusiasm from the community as we focus on a couple of individuals. It's so many people out there doing great things, but each year we have tried to recognize young professionals in the area who are blazing trails in the areas of education, business, and community service. This year we have Mrs. Taryn McCoy, who's receiving the Lucy Addison Education Award. She owns her very own Early Childhood Development Center. Mr. Greg Addison will be receiving the Reverend F.E. Alexander Business Award. He is an incredible hairstylist that has been well known in the community and has owned his own salon for well over 20 years. Mrs. Ashley Marshall is receiving the C.C. Williams Community Service Award. And Ashley is incredible with working in the community and also recently has been deemed as the program manager of Bank on Roanoke Valley. So in addition to doing great nonprofit work outside of her full-time job, she's continuously doing great works in the community. And then this year we have the Dr. Beth Brown Citizen of the Year Award, and that is going to Mr. Peter Lewis, who I'm sure everyone knows in the community, does so much with his work with Apple Ridge Farm.
Although you can't really classify him as a young urban professional.
No, that is just Citizen of the Year Award. That's no age parameters, but he's definitely young at heart.
Just got more questions on that. How did folks get nominated for these awards? Was it other members of the UPL?
So the board of UPL typically gets together, and we do take nominations, but the board gets together, throws out names in those different categories. The categories are actually named after historical African-American figures in the Roanoke community, and we brainstorm of who are young business professionals who are in the same sort of footsteps or footprints of those individuals like Lucy Addison or Reverend F.E. Alexander, many great people who have done incredible things in the past that has gotten us to where we are today.
Okay, just for my background, is this a dinner or just an award ceremony?
Well, definitely not a long award ceremony. There's a social hour, more so 45 minutes. There's live light jazz music that's played during our social hour. We have light refreshments available for our guests. And then this year we have something new where we're having a guest speaker, and that's Mo Ivory. She's an attorney, radio, and television personality. Folks might have heard her if they're ever in D.C., WHUR, and then also may have seen her on CNN. But she'll be giving us a few words. She is very passionate and energized and focused. Definitely speaks her mind. So that will be new this year. So then after the awards, we'll have Mo give a brief few words. And then we'll have a little bit more music and a little bit more mingling. So everyone is encouraged and invited to come. It's a $15 donation to attend. And then it's this Thursday, February 26th at 7 p.m. at Fitzpatrick Hall there at the Jefferson Center. And we encourage everyone, all ages, all colors, size. We do not discriminate, but certainly is a wonderful way to recognize many people that are doing some big things in our community. And our donations also help benefit the Harrison Museum of African American Culture. So not only will you have a great time and help celebrate some amazing people, but have some good food, live music, and hear a great word from an amazing woman, Mo Ivory.